good morning, Sean. I'm doing great.
Or should I say, how ya doing?
Thank you. Thank you very much.
You're so welcome. Let's get a little history about the Blue Suede Music Festival first off. What year is this for the festival?
This is the 17th annual.
17.
17. And, you know, it started for some friends and neighbors as a fun thing to do on a Saturday night. So I had no aspirations at all to make it what it is. It was just something that I did on our acreage.
No kidding.
But over 100 people showed up that first time. I didn't know half of them. I don't know how they knew about it or anything. So it grew from there. It was a food bank donation right from that very first one, and I've stuck with that. And really took on a life of its own.
And why? Is it just because there's so many that enjoy Elvis just as much as you do, or?
Yes. And at that time, between Penticton, that runs a competitive Elvis festival, and Collingwood, Ontario, which also had a competition, but they have now stopped, there was nothing between Penticton and Collingwood for Elvis fans. And so people would travel, you know, one direction or the other, but there were local shows around, but nothing big for Elvis fans. And we decided there was a need for it. After that first one especially, we sat down, and my husband and I decided that it was something that should be done on a bigger scale so more people could come and enjoy. I've always been an Elvis fan.
Oh, who hasn't?
I've always loved his music, but when I started doing this, I really got into Elvis as the man, and it's a pretty fascinating story.
The Blue Suede Music Festival is set to go July 25th through the 27th in Westlock. How many different Elvises, or is it Elvi? I'm not exactly sure. How many do you have coming?
It is Elvi.
It is Elvi. Look at me. Yay!
I have 13 coming this year. There's one coming from California, and the rest are Canadian. And I usually have a couple from the U.S. I have them from all over Canada. They are award-winning tribute artists. They do this for a living, some of them. They are not. They don't do it as a joke. First and foremost, they are Elvis fans, just like I am. And this is their tribute to him, to keep that music alive for the next generation.
And I know there are some who love 50s Elvis or 60s Elvis or 70s Elvis. Are they all represented?
Yes, they are. We even usually have the movie years represented as well. Like, there'll be one of them in the GI outfit doing...
Oh, wow.
From that. And some of them are, you know, in the Hawaiian outfits. The majority are the jumpsuits. Of course, the American Eagle that Elvis wore in the Aloha from Hawaii, that satellite show that was broadcast all over the world. That is the most iconic, but they have amazing outfits. And just to let people know that the outfits that they wear are not just something that was created on a whim. Every outfit that these guys wear are an exact replica of what Elvis wore. So they are true and authentic. They're not just made up.
So the talents go beyond, well beyond music.
Yes, well beyond, especially in the competitions, which mine is not. It's a showcase.
Right.
But in the competition, the judges are looking for rings that match the outfit.
Oh, wow.
And they have to perform songs in a competition in the outfit that Elvis wore when he performed those songs. So it's pretty intense. So mine has a completely different vibe to it for the guys. They are so relaxed. It's stress-free. If they forget their words, it doesn't matter because there's somebody side stage that is going to be helping them along. So it's way different than a competition, and it's just fun. Lots and lots of fun. And the food banks in Westlock and Morinville are the ones that benefit from it.
And it's a big fundraiser for the food banks. That's awesome. Yeah. If I run the stage... Like, if I rush the stage, will 70s Elvis put a neckerchief around my neck and maybe wipe the sweat off his brow?
You will definitely get a scarf if you rush the stage, you bet.
Fantastic. It's the Blue Suede Music Festival, July 25th through 27th in Westlock. Where can we go to get tickets and more information?
You can go to the website, bluesuedemusicfestival.com, or you can search for us on Facebook. We have a Facebook page, Blue Suede Music Festival. Just put that in the search bar and you'll find us. And then there's the Blue Suede Music Festival Fanatics page as well that you will find a link to, and there a lot of questions are answered by other people,
fantastic,
by other fans. So it's a great place to go for a lot of information, and the Facebook page is run by my daughter, Natasha, who is our social media director, and she's doing a bang-up job in getting all kinds of fun things on there for people to see as well.
Well, I tell you what, Trudy, thanks a lot for coming on the show this morning.
You're most welcome.